Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News, right here on RBN Live this 20th day of September 2024. Wow. Are things fast and furious in the world today? Israel has now conducted a bombing in Lebanon, claiming to have killed the senior Hezbollah leader in a Beirut airstrike. This is over and beyond the two waves of the cell phones and the walkie-talkies. Hezbollah did not immediately confirm the death of Ibrahim Aguil. The United States had accused him of being involved in bombings that killed more than 200 U.S. Marines and many others in Beirut in 1983. No, that was a Mossad op, I guarantee. Meanwhile, an Israeli businessman has been arrested over an alleged Iranian plot to assassinate Netanyahu. He, at least, might be regarded as a worthy target. This is from South Front. I do not know that Iran has practiced assassination. That seems to be more of an Israeli specialization. An Israeli man was arrested last month for allegedly being recruited by Iran to assassinate Israel PM Netanyahu, Defense Minister Gallant, or the head of the Shin Bet security agency, Ronan Bar. They may have been arrested. I'd be open-minded about that. Meanwhile, this is just to show what else is going on. A fourth U.S. citizen has supposedly been arrested in Venezuela in a plot against President Maduro. Venezuela reportedly detained a fourth American over allegation of a plot against President Maduro, heightening tension between the U.S. and the South American nation. Venezuela says it has arrested a fourth U.S. citizen over an alleged plot to assassinate President Nicolas Maduro. So it's not just Trump who is in the sights for assassination. Ridiculous. Iranian nonsense shows the FBI has been spying on the Trump campaign to help the Democrats. Pretty disturbing. The FBI announced it cracked a big case this week. Iranian hackers breached a Trump campaign and then released non-public stolen material to the Biden campaign and then to the Kamala campaign that replaced Biden. Great job, FBI. You guys are so helpful to the Trump campaign. How's the investigation of Thomas Crooks going, by the way? But we digress. We wonder what's going to happen next in this exciting saga of the FBI catching Iranian computer wizards hacking our democracy. Actually, we don't wonder at all. As it turns out, we've seen this movie before. Here's the official story from the FBI being reported by the fake news media this week. Iranian hacker breached a Trump campaign early in the summer. They stole campaign materials and then leaked them to the Biden and Harris campaign, being done to conduct foreign interference in the 2024 election. Look at the above paragraph again. Replace Iranians with Russians, replace 2024 with 2016. Do you see it now? That's exactly right. Meanwhile, Hal Turner, Israeli war cabinet has granted permission for war. Where this guy gets his news, I'm telling you, he amazes me. The Israeli security cabinet has given PM Netanyahu and Defense Minister Gallant a green light for not against Hezbollah, to act against Hezbollah, even if it leads to an all-out war. Russian foreign ministry, the attack on the communication devices in Lebanon is a comprehensive act of war aimed to provoke a major war in the region. Hal Turner adds, I have in the past few hours speaking to my former colleagues in the intel community from around the world, several I've worked with many years during my work with the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force, where, as regular readers know, I handled national security intel, terrorism, and foreign courier intelligence, counterintelligence, to a man. Each and every former colleague in the IC said they believe Israel is in for a surprise when they enter Lebanon. They wanted to explain that regardless of communication being down, every Lebanese village in the south has hundreds of local garrison units and independently functioning cells for Hezbollah. One country in particular with whom I had dealings when I traveled before the FBI to Brazil, who provided me with a USB stick back in 2005, says a war in which the U.S. helped Hezbollah. Yes, you read that. It couldn't, if Israel couldn't win in 2006, they certainly cannot win in 2024. But the war will be more destructive than before, both for Israel and for Lebanon. Now that, I think, there can be no doubt. Meanwhile, Israel devices attacks in Lebanon reveal its military limits. This is a rather interesting take. Detonating countless pagers, now two-way radios as well, scattered over a wide-ranging civilian population with no knowledge or accountability of where they would be detonate fits any Western definition of terrorism. On Tuesday, Israeli intel services detonated thousands of pager devices used by members of Hezbollah's military unit institution. Wednesday, Israeli intelligence detonated a second wave of explosives during the funerals of those killed in the first. It's clear that Israel's goal in the following attacks was to increase paranoia and fear in Hezbollah's ranks in an attempt to pressure the group leadership to change its policy regarding the conflict with Israel. Targeting public areas either intentionally or through general disregard, like streets, markets, and shopping centers, using violence to instill fear, indiscriminately harming and murdering civilians, all with an ideological aim, often to propagate an entity's supremacy, are textbook facets of terror attack. We are seeing the polishing of terror in the media, and we call for equal application of moral imperatives for all. Yes, I agree 100%. What's happening now with these attacks is, from a military point of view, brilliant. From a political point of view, a catastrophe. A catastrophe. Meanwhile, we have Scott Ritter. Israel's collapse imminent. Let's hear what Scott has to say. What a great guy.
What's up, everyone, and welcome to the Mintcast podcast. This is the official podcast for Mint Press News. I am Manar Adli. I'm the founder and director of Mint Press. It's been a few weeks since I've posted a new interview, as I have been traveling in London doing a few speaking engagements on the genocide in Gaza. And I was also invited to a few podcasts where I spoke extensively about how Palestine's Arab neighbors are aiding Israel's genocide, literally from Egypt, for example, dedicating 5 ports to ship over $330 million worth of exports to Israel. And for all we know, that likely includes weapons, of course, that is all to help Israel circumvent the Yemeni Red Sea blockade. I also need to take some time to improve the video and audio setup so we can provide the highest quality interviews and content and produce more for our viewers and listeners. And so I just want to remind everyone that we here at Mint Press have been heavily throttled by YouTube. Many people in the comments have noticed that. And so we ask you to hit like, subscribe, comment, and engage with our videos as much as you can to help us circumvent that censorship. And we all know why YouTube would throttle our coverage. So anyways, without further ado, I wanted to bring on our next guest, which is Scott Ritter. Scott is a former United States Corps intelligence officer and UN weapons inspector in Iraq. He's an author and a geopolitical analyst whose work you can find at scottritter.com. He has closely followed the wars in Ukraine and in the Middle East. So we're very honored to have you here, Scott, with us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, Israel recently launched a new wave of attacks against Lebanon, planting and detonating explosives in Lebanese pagers, killing many and injuring thousands of Lebanese civilians. Now, if we look at the media coverage here and in the United States and in the West in general, they are headlining with Israel planting explosive in hundreds of pagers used by the militant armed group Hezbollah, which have exploded simultaneously in Lebanon and Syria. And so I'm just going to play a video from State Department spokesperson Matt Miller to hear what he had to say about this recent attack. So let's play that.
So we are gathering information on this incident. I can tell you that the U.S. was not involved in it. The U.S. was not aware of this incident in advance. And at this point, we're gathering information.
And what information have we gathered so far?
We'll continue to collect information. I don't have any public readout to give now, but we're collecting information in the same way that journalists are across the world to gather facts about what might have happened.
Obviously, it doesn't take much guesswork who the most likely culprit would be in terms of doing this, in terms of who the enemy of Hezbollah is. Do you have any indications that to doubt that it would be Israel that was behind the...
I don't have any assessment to offer one way or other at this point.
Okay, so once again, we have Matt Miller giving us the biggest non-answer, like a pretty standard non-answer. That we're used to hearing the spokesperson of the State Department give. So, Scott, what is your response to what Miller has had to say about this incident?
I mean, it's a smokescreen being put up by the State Department. That's their job, to make it difficult for reporters to discern what's happening on the ground in Lebanon. I think there's no doubt that Israel was behind this. If you read the Israeli press is saying that this was a Mossad operation. And that's interesting, because if Mossad is indeed taking credit for this, there's a 100% certainty that the Central Intelligence Agency of the United States was at least aware of this. Now, we know in the past that when Israel has sought to carry out targeted assassinations, and despite the fact that the vast majority of the people who are victims of this terrorist act, and it is a terrorist act, weren't killed. There were, I believe, either 8 or 9 deaths, probably more along the way as some of these injuries manifest themselves. But this was targeted assassination. In the past, when Israel sought to carry out actions of this nature, they did inform their CIA counterparts for deconfliction purposes to make sure that it wouldn't create a policy problem for the United States or disrupt American operations. So there's no doubt in my mind that the CIA was notified by Israel at some point. I'm not saying that they gave them a significant advance notifications, but enough notification that the CIA could make alterations as needed to ensure that its resources weren't impacted by this indiscriminate attack. This means that the United States knew about this, and there can be no doubt about that. And it also means that Mr. Miller is lying. But then again, that's his job as a State Department spokesperson, is to lie, is to spin information in a way that protects, I can't say American interest, because when I say America, I'm invoking we the people, and this attack was not in the interests of we the people. So protecting the interests of the Biden administration, the U.S. government in this case. Let's be clear. The United States would not carry out an action of this nature. I know when I've mentioned this, people take umbrage and they say, well, the U.S. has bombed this. They've attacked wedding parties in Afghanistan. They've done X, they've done Y, they've done Z. Yes, those were military operations, and the United States has long hidden under the umbrella of legitimate intent, that our intent wasn't to attack a wedding party. Our intent was to take out terrorists. So we had a legitimate military target, and we're sorry it went bad. This was a level of indiscriminate attack that no legal authority in the United States could ever sign off on because it fits the definition of terrorism. And so not only was the United States cognizant of this attack, we were cognizant of the nature, the scope, and scale of this attack, and we therefore knew that this was a terrorist attack, and we did nothing to stop it. So we are complicit in this attack, plain and simple. Israel could not and would not have carried out an attack of this scope and scale without notifying the United States, and the United States apparently did nothing to prevent this.
Well, Matt Miller has also been described as the smirking liar. And, you know, that's what he's been really good at. Is
smirking liars, indeed. That's the role of the United States, to be smirking liars. I think Scott Ritter's got it right, as I said. Militarily, it may have been very successful, but politically devastating. Clearly an act of terror, indiscriminate killing, intended to instill fear in the population. We've had fake, faux terrorist attacks here in the United States, as a Sandy Hook, but they nevertheless had the same effect as a terrorist attack, instilling fear in every parent in the United States to try to turn them into anti-gun adherents. That was the whole idea. FEMA being used to deceive the American people. Here we have a report about the devices. It says the explosives were put in before they arrived in Lebanon, according to Lebanon's UN mission. United Nations. A preliminary investigation by Lebanese authorities into the communication devices that blew up in Lebanon found they were implanted with explosives before arriving in the country. According to a letter to the UN Security Council by Lebanon mission to the UN. See, I thought perhaps it was the batteries they were exploding and rather didn't require additional explosive devices. But according to this report, they were in fact added. The authorities also determined the devices, which included pagers and handheld radios, were detonated by sending electronic messages to the devices, said the letter, seen by Reuters. Israel was responsible for planning and execution of the attacks, Lebanon's UN mission reported. No doubt about it. They're rejoicing in Israel. Here we have exploding pagers in Israel, counterpunch asking, another Israeli terrorism blunder? This is extremely interesting. Netanyahu's security cabinet has approved a plan to wage a war on Lebanon under the pretext of returning Israeli settlers to their colonies in the north part of historical Lebanon. The political posturing and unusual public nature of these discussions suggests a decision to launch a war against Lebanon may have been imminent. No doubt about it. They even distributed leaflets on the following day. Tuesday, September 17th, about 3,000 pagers exploded. Before arguing, points for the hypothesis that it may be the above two incidents suggests a serious misstep and could have possibly derailed the original Israeli war plans against Lebanon. In fact, these miscalculations may potentially become larger than Israel's security screw-up on October 7th. Before arguing the points, one must acknowledge booby-trapping pagers was possibly one of the most sophisticated espionage operations orchestrated by the Mossad, no less than the assassination of Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran. Having stated the above, however, one might be surprised in concluding that as far-reaching as this covert action was for the Israeli spies, in all likelihood, it was a failure. The Israeli terrorist assault resulting in killing 9 Lebanese, including a child, injuring close to 3,000 persons. Despite what was reported in the managed Western media, many were innocent civilians. Some were driving cars, others shopping in crowded markets. In this attack, Israel did not aim to terrorize civilians only. They do that daily. More importantly, targeting the parts of which to disrupt communications as well as civilian infrastructure such as hospitals and civil defense.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel the difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey there, this is Sheila with Hempaste by Mynutra. Why is hempaste better than other CBD options on the market? It's important to point out that the common CBD oil does not contain CBDA or CBGA, and they're only found in fresh or raw hemp products, like hempaste. Hempaste contains the entire plant, minus any stems. This means the product retains the complete genetic code of the plant, which also includes those two vital cannabinoids, CBGA and CBDA. Over and over, experts keep saying the more intact or less processed the hemp plant is, the more effective it is. Happy hemp paste.
Hempaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org. And visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Call 855-656-8872. Mention RBN.
Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind, I'll open up the doors.
Sophisticated evil, the truth seeker reports Beirut medics and civilians horrified by pager attacks. You got to understand, people had their faces blown off, their genitals blown off, their stomachs blown open. Two beeps and a pause was the only warning Yusuf got. He turned around to face the noise, thinking it was one of his medical instruments, but instead was hit with an explosion, throwing shrapnel into his leg. His patient fared much worse. The patient lost consciousness, was actually bleeding. His face, neck, and lips were burned. He had knife-like cuts, as if he were hit by a rocket. Yusuf, a doctor from Beirut, speaking under a pseudonym, said while waiting for an injured friend outside a Beirut hospital, he rolled up his trouser leg to show a small wound, the remnant of his patient's exploded pager. Much more horrific, children just massacred. Meanwhile, MBS, who leads Saudi Arabia, has declared no Saudi-Israel normalization until Palestinians get a state. In a televised speech Monday, Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman stated that the Saudi kingdom will not stop its tireless work toward the establishment of an independent Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital. We affirm that the kingdom will not establish diplomatic relations with Israel without that. A very fine statement. Meanwhile, Putin reports Russia is ramping up drone production. Drones have turned out to be so effective, they're transforming the conduct of war. Moscow. President Putin said Thursday, Russia is ramping up its production of drones by around 10 times to nearly 1.4 million this year to ensure that Russian armed forces win in Ukraine. Since Russia sent tens of thousands of soldiers into Ukraine in February of 2022, the war has largely been a story of grinding artillery and drone strikes along a heavily fortified 1,000-kilometer front involving hundreds of thousands of soldiers, where, of course, as we know, Ukraine has been losing in massive numbers. Meanwhile, mapping the range of storm shadow missiles in the Russian-Ukraine war. This is the one where Russia threatened to attack the manufacturing bases in the UK were they to be used. As the war in Ukraine extends over its northern border with Russia, Kiev is urging the UK and the US to authorize the use of long-range Western Russia's weapons into Russian territory. I believe that issue has been resolved. Meanwhile, Israel is blocking over 80% of the food assistance to a starving Gaza, aid groups report. What's fascinating is this is in the Huffington Post, which is a very left-wing publication. They seem to be recognizing the horrors of what is taking place. Israel is blocking more than 80% of food deliveries from entering a starving Gaza, according to data compiled by more than a dozen humanitarian groups warning of the dire consequences of the military's almost year-long siege on the Palestinian territory. And U.S. student faculty fight silencing of anti-genocide protests, the Electronic Intifada. Good for the students, good for the faculty who are fighting for freedom of speech. May they prevail. Universities are expanding draconian measures intended to censor support for Palestinian rights. Vice Green to Professor Mohammed Abdu discuss a counterclimate for current climate for Palestinian solidarity on U.S. campuses and talk about the way forward.
Welcome back to the Electronic Podcast. I'm Nora Barrows-Friedman. Today, we'll be talking about the current climate on college campuses as students return to their universities after the summer break and amidst accelerating repression by administrations who are silencing support for Palestinian rights and protecting their political and financial interests. Already at New York University, the administration has essentially placed a gag order on anyone who wishes to criticize Zionism, a political ideology, by categorizing it as a protected identity class. At Barnard College, which is part of Columbia University, the administration this week adopted its so-called institutional neutrality policy and identified the word Zionist as a potential code word that may constitute prohibited discrimination or harassment against Jewish and Israeli students. Palestine Legal says that Columbia University's school year began with the NYPD violently arresting student picketers, demanding divestment from genocide on the first day of classes. While at the University of Michigan, four people were arrested and two were hospitalized after police slammed students into the ground for engaging in a peaceful, violent demonstration. Help! You know I need someone.
When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a gentle mind, I'll open up the door.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk. Real people. because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Wake up. Stop wasting your own time. Today, my friends, Americans are more pessimistic about the economy than they have been in a very long time. And it can be soul-crushing to work as hard as you possibly can, still not have enough money for all the bills. If you're feeling a tremendous amount of stress about your finances, you ain't alone. According to a recent survey, approximately half the entire population is struggling with mental health issues due to financial stress. 47% of adults say concerns about money have at least occasionally caused anxiety, stress, worrisome thoughts, loss of sleep, depression, or other effects. That according to Bankrate's latest money and mental health survey. Bankrate? Who in the hell is Bankrate? Call Kettle Moraine Limited today at 602-799-8214. 65% of the people say their biggest concern is inflation and rising prices, and nearly 60% say their stress derives from paying for everyday expenses such as groceries, utilities. 56% say they're worried about having enough emergency savings. 47% are most concerned about being in debt. I like the people that are worried about having enough emergency savings. That's another one of the reasons that you should have been buying gold and silver years ago. Stop worrying about what it's worth from day to day. It's up, it's down, it's inside out. You stop worrying about those things. You can call Kettle Moraine at 602-799-8214 for a private consultation. That's 602-799-8214. Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. Call Kettle Moraine Limited today at 602-799-8214.
Look at all the lovely people.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people.
Well, events are just as chaotic in the U.S. as they are in Lebanon. Matt Gaetz, multiple sources report, says DHS aware of 5 assassination teams currently inside the U.S. seeking to kill Donald Trump. InfoWars has a story. So does Breitbart. Here's exclusive from Breitbart. Matt Gaetz claims there are 5 known assassination teams in the U.S. Representative Matt Gaetz said during an appearance on Breitbart News, there are currently 5 known assassination teams in the U.S., 3 of which are foreign and out to kill former President Trump. The 3 that are foreign are supposed to be Ukrainian, Pakistani, and Iranian, though I frankly doubt Iran is doing that. It's just not their style. I believe it's a cover story. They'd love to have Trump taken out by Iran so he could incite an attack on Iran. The enemy within. Democrat calls into C-SPAN, leaves those shocked when he praises the would-be Trump assassins. Many Democrats in America may not be satisfied until an assassin finally succeeds in taking out President Trump, as a shocking episode this morning on C-SPAN illustrated. As a Gateway pundit reported, a second attempt was made on Trump's life Sunday, just 2 months after he came within a centimeter of being killed in Butler, Pennsylvania, by Democrat donor named Thomas Crook. Shots were fired at the 45th President Golf Club in West Palm Beach on Sunday afternoon at roughly 1:30 p.m. A Democrat caller from Louisiana claiming to be a Vietnam veteran called C-SPAN Wednesday morning, told his stunned host he was grateful that two assassins were willing to step up and try to kill Trump because he was the enemy. Stunned at what he was hearing, the host inquired whether the caller was advocating violence against Trump. The Democrat denied he was, claiming he was talking about defending America. The host cut him off and moved on to the next caller. But it's worse than that. The party of joy and tolerance. A new poll shows 1 in 4 Democrats believe America would be better off if Trump had been killed. 1 in 4 Democrats are supporting assassination. A new Politan News Service conducted a poll Monday and Tuesday to assess American mood following the second attempt on Trump's life at his golf course. The results suggest that Democrats are neither joyful nor tolerant. Pollster Scott Rasmussen, highly reliable, surveyed 1,000 registered voters nationally and asked several pointed questions, including, well, it's always difficult to wish ill on another human being. Would America be better off if Donald Trump had been killed last weekend? 70% yes, 69% no, 14% not sure. Drilling down by political affiliation, 92% Republicans say America would be worse off, but 48%, close to half, less than half of the Democrat polled agreed with that. Moreover, 1 in 4 Democrat, 28%, actually it's close to 30%, nearly a third, believe America would be better off if former President Trump had been assassinated. Truly disgusting. Meanwhile, eerie similarities, bizarre similarities between Trump's two would-be assassins reveal who is really trying to eliminate him. Get this. There are a number of similarities between both the assassination attempts on President Trump, and all point back to one very shady institution, BlackRock. Thomas Matthew Crooks was the first shooter in Butler, PA, and Ryan Wesley Brown was the second who tried to kill Trump in West Palm Beach, FL. Crooks and Ruth were both Democrat donors via their fundraising platform, MacBlue. The Secret Service allowed both to get within 500 yards of Trump with a loaded weapon. After both attempts, the mainstream played down the severity of the situation, even said that Trump was to blame. But the most bizarre similarity between the two is the fact they both appeared in commercial paid for by BlackRock, one of the most powerful institutions in the world, which basically runs America through its massive financial influence. Crooks appeared in a 2023 BlackRock commercial. Roth was in a 2022 sponsored commercial for Ukraine's Azov Battalion, the neo-Nazi militia trained by none other than our very own CIA. Both these would-be Trump assassins were groomed and funded by BlackRock, which hates Trump, to do their bidding with the hope no one would ever catch on who is really behind it. Ghastly, ghastly, ghastly. Meanwhile, CNN analyst, Kamala is the worst polling Democrat in history against Donald Trump. The worst polling analyst. A CNN analyst has done something incredibly brave on the network, which is, of course, telling the truth. The analyst, Ryan Gerdusky, did the unthinkable, brought up Kamala flip-flopping and disastrous performance in the polls, on a panel with CNN's very own Van Jones. It began with Van Jones admitting the Democrats had bad ideas in 2020, and Gerdusky looking at Jones directly, blaming the Black Lives Matter movement and its emphasis on equity. Then he went after Kamala. At 60 years old, which is about what she is. She had a transformational life experience, apparently, where in 1,000 days, she changed from a Bernie Sanders Democrat to a pro-choice Bush Democrat, Gardewski explained to the confused panel. She has abandoned almost every position, not just on fracking. Noting she was also for reparations. She was gung-ho for a multi-trillion dollar policy, never mentions it. Now she's completely against it, obviously. The transgender illegal aliens in prison, which she did sit there and say she was for. She was against ICE. She was for open borders, defund the police. Then he went for the jugular, calling her the worst polling Democrat against Donald Trump in history in national polls. No one is performing worse than her. No one's performing worse among blacks, among Hispanics. The worst performing Democrat in modern history among those demographic. The worst performing poll-wise among Jews. She is losing key faction to the Democrat base. She is not doing well. He's got it right. No one gives a damn about Kamala. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton comments on a double standard. In a recent interview with Kara Swisher on her podcast, former Secretary of State Hillary defended Harris, arguing that Harris faces an unfair double standard from voters for being asked to explain her policy position. How can she say this? Clinton's comments came on the heels of Harris' long-awaited release of her policy platform, which had been delayed for weeks while she avoided media scrutiny. Hillary firmly stated Harris does not need to explain her positions. Emphasize she's already made her policies accessible on her campaign website. She does not have to do it, Cara. I'm going to just cut to the chase. She's supposedly facing a double standard. Meanwhile, Trump to Newsmax. The Fed rate cut was a political move. I agree. Republican presidential nominee Trump said Thursday the Fed's half-point interest rate cut this week was needed, but also indicates a political move to keep Democrats in the White House. The country is doing badly, so you need the cut in one sense. In another, it really is a political move, he said in an exclusive interview with Carl Higbee on Prime News. It was the first rate cut by the Fed since the beginning of the COVID pandemic in March 2020. Most people thought it was going to be half that number, which probably would have been the right thing to do, Trump said, of a half-point cut. So it's a political move to try and keep somebody in office. But it's not going to work because the inflation has been so bad. That was my immediate reaction. It's going to make inflation worse. Meanwhile, Taylor Swift is planning an October surprise that'll make Donald Trump sick. What's going on here? Taylor Swift endorsed Kamala. I believe she was paid $1 million to do it. But an endorsement won't be the end of her involvement. She's planning an October surprise that'll make Trump sick. Harris handlers are planning campaign concerts with Taylor Swift. As part of her Eras tour, Taylor Swift will play shows in Miami from October 18th, 20th, three more in New Orleans, October 25th, 22nd. Three in Indianapolis, October 1st through 3rd, where she's going to feature Kamala Harris. Wow. Think about it. How awful is that? I think she's going to lose a lot of fans. Meanwhile, the ATF is using the second Trump assassination to justify new gun control. Why not? In a recent news story, a second attempt was made on former President Trump's life. So they want him dead. It is making headlines for more than just the attempted assassination. The rifle in the alleged crime had a fully or partially obliterated serial number. While the media is buzzing about this, how this affects law enforcement's ability to track the gun, Mark Smith from Four Boxes Diner connects a crucial dot that no one else seemed to be talking about, how this event might be used by the ATF to push for more gun control. Of course. What else would we expect? Meanwhile, a U.S. map shows potential areas of migrants, great job replacement. Think about it. Bloomberg has unveiled one of the most detailed maps yet, showing where the 2023 migrant invasion is spread across the U.S., broken down on a county-by-county basis. The map, built on immigration court case data, highlights clusters of new migrant populations that primarily emerged across the eastern half of the nation. The question becomes, if the federal government and a shadowy network of non-government organizations work in unison to precision dump migrants in small towns and cities to replace native blue-collar workers. The data points on the map include immigration court data showing where the 1.8 million migrants landed in the U.S. and have since taken up residence. Note massive clusters of new migrants across the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast metropolitan areas, as well as the Midwest and Rust Belt region. Another ghastly consequence. Meanwhile, his response about it, I thought economists didn't believe migrants would take Americans' jobs. From the New York Post, Fed Chair Jerome Powell blames influx of illegals for a rising unemployment rate. A Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell blamed the migrant crisis as the nation's growing unemployment after cutting the benchmark interest rate by 0.5% on Wednesday for the first time since the early days. Actually, it was the whole point. If you're having millions come into the labor force and you're creating 100,000 jobs, you're going to see unemployment go up. Asking a question about the nature of current monthly jobs creation. Obviously, the situation is bad any way you cut it. Send help. Haitians get the housing while Americans are left homeless in Ohio. Over the past 4 years, over 20,000 Haitian nationals have settled in Springfield, Ohio, which has created a housing crisis that will leave Springfield unable to meet its housing needs unless help is provided. Residents in the southern Ohio town, now under the national spotlight because of being mentioned during an ABC presidential debate, are currently seeking assistance as they've been dealing with the consequences of mass immigration for years. This includes a housing crunch, a rise in cars wrecks, and other alleged crimes and hardship. This is really quite a catastrophe. Here's another. Springfield, Ohio is just the beginning, Paul Craig Roberts writes. Why does the government hate the American people? Why does the U.S. government try to destroy us? The anti-white American Democrats are incapable of understanding that an illegal alien does not become part of a national community by unlawfully entering it any more than a thief becomes an owner of property by stealing it. What has happened to America when the entirety of the media, the entirety of the Democrat Party, the entirety of the universities, Homeland Security, not only welcome but facilitate the immigrant invasion that is overwhelming the United States while Washington, abandoning its own borders, fights for Ukraine? The national press and TV media describe the overrunning of Springfield by immigrant invaders as a restoration of a declining city, restoring property values and enriching the culture. Every bit of information to the contrary is dismissed as fake news. Wake up, white people. Your existence is being erased. He's got it right. Meanwhile, get this. 158 radical House Democrats vote against deporting illegals convicted of sins crimes. Those are the guys they want here. Numerous House Democrats are being shamed after voting against a bill to deport illegal immigrants convicted of sex-related crimes. The House held a vote on Wednesday on Nancy Mace's Violence Against Women by Illegal Aliens Act, seeking to amend the Immigration and Nationality Act to state aliens who have been convicted of or who have committed sex offenses or domestic violence are inadmissible and deportable. We introduce H.R. 7909 because every woman killed or assaulted is one too many, especially by an illegal who shouldn't be here in the first place. If this administration won't protect women or learn from the many cases of Americans murdered by illegals, we sure as hell will. Despite all 158 votes against the bill coming from us Democrats, it still passed, with 215 Republicans voting along party lines and 51 Democrats also voting in support of the bill. Thank goodness for that. Meanwhile, a new legislation documents undocumented, targets undocumented aliens.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
Well, hello, folks. This is Mike Gatti, the rebel madman at Republic Broadcasting Network. If you are searching for your inner rebel, it can be found at the Dixie Republic. It's the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to thedixierepublic.com to view all of their Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through their extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in their Johnny Reb gun and leather shop. Now remember, dixierepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Well, if you're wary of the war between Russia and Ukraine on the one hand, and between Israel and Hamas, Hezbollah, and so forth on the other, here's one that may or may not make you feel any better. U.S. Navy chief unveils plan to be ready for war with China by 2027. U.S. is preparing for a direct fight with China despite the risk of it turning into a nuclear war. Chief of Naval Operations Admiral Lisa Franchetti, the highest-ranking officer in the U.S. Army, unveiled a plan Wednesday to be ready for a war with China by 2027 as the U.S. military is preparing for a direct fight with Beijing despite the risk of nuclear war. The plan lays out goals to be reached by 2027, including making 80% of the Navy force ready for combat deployments on short notice. Franchetti told the Associated Press, she wants to increase combat readiness so if the nation calls us, we can push the go button and can surge our forces to be able to meet the call. Other goals include increasing recruitment, improving Navy infrastructure, removing delays in ship performance, and increasing the use of drones and other autonomous systems. Franchetti said the U.S. has taken lessons from Ukraine's operation against Russia in the Black Sea and the U.S. new war against the Houthis in Yemen. U.S. Navy ships have battled the Houthis in January in what U.S. commanders have called the largest U.S. naval battle since World War II, but the campaign has failed to deter or stop Houthi attacks. Franchetti said she is focusing on getting war with China by 2027, because that's the year that President Xi Jinping told his forces to be ready to invade Taiwan. However, that idea is only based on claims from U.S. intelligence officials. While China has ambitious goals for its military, there's no evidence of a direct order to be ready for an invasion of Taiwan by 2027. Earlier this year, Defense News reported that Xi raised the issue with President Biden when the two leaders met in San Francisco in November of 2023, recounting the meeting. A U.S. official said Xi basically said, look, I hear all these reports in the U.S. about we're planning for military action in 2027 or 2035. There are no such plans. No one has talked to me about this. Defense News report noted how the claims about a Chinese invasion of Taiwan have helped funnel money into a U.S. military buildup in the Asian Pacific. The claim about a 2027 invasion was first made in 2023 by retired Admiral Phil Davidson, former head of the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command. Let me tell you, it's all a fantasy. They can't meet their recruitment goals. No one wants to join a woke military. This is utterly a fantasy. To think they're going to do any of these things. They cannot even defeat the Houthis in Yemen. You think they're going to defeat the Chinese in the Pacific? Give me a break. Oh, I'm going to try with a little help from my friend. You need anybody. I just need someone to love.
Get More Tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get More Tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get More Tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it. Contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine. Reduce your emissions and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A five-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.
Second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live. We're on this 20th day of September 2024, where I take your calls. First up, Joe in Florida. Joe, join the conversation. Glad to have you back, my friend.
Hey, Jim. Yeah, good to hear you again. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, so my take on these this incidents, these pager explosions, and it's a little bit like one of those stories you read. So the way I read this is first of all desperate, okay? It's a desperate attempt to do what these Jews in Tel Aviv have been trying to do for all year, which is to escalate the war. I mean, is it a sort of an amazing feat? And yes, it's kind of unique in the way it's been carried out. It's particularly diabolical because it absolutely does not take into consideration the fact that thousands of people who have no connection to any kind of terrorism or anything, just civilians in Lebanon, are seriously injured and some killed, including women and children, okay? But I think in the big picture, we need to look at this as a yet another desperate attempt because, look, the IDF does not have the ability to attack Lebanon, right? And they know that. So what are they doing? This attack, which is depraved, right? This is the kind of attack that can only come from a depraved Jewish mind. Okay, this attack, attacking people this way, randomly, but it doesn't really, I mean, is it strategically intelligent? I don't think so. Now, today, the IDF has bombed an apartment building in Beirut. They're claiming a Hezbollah leader was targeted, but they always claim there's somebody there. But this is an apartment building in downtown residential apartment building in Beirut, okay? And they've killed many people. We don't know the exact account. But so to me, what's important about these pages is spectacular in a way. But we need to look at it as yet another desperate attack. They know that they cannot, continue their genocide in Gaza and also in West Bank and then also attack Lebanon. So this is like their frenzied, desperate attempt to escalate the war. Can they hope? They're hoping that Hezbollah will attack back or there'll be more, and then the United States will have to come in. What do you think?
Oh, I think you're on the right track. I mean, it's brilliant militarily in terms of, affecting Hezbollah leaders who are using these devices, but it's horrific politically. Because it is an act of terrorism, and they've destroyed so many human innocent human lives. I mean, it's just grotesque. If you look at any of the videos, any of the images, this is seared into the consciousness of the world's population. This is another unforgivable act by Israel.
Right.
And no matter how ingenious they may think they are being, they are morally bankrupt. And the whole world sees them for what they are, evil, 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 Joe, evil.
Exactly. I totally agree. And the other thing that this attack has done unintentionally, right? So I think that the situation in Lebanon has been that there's been a good portion of the Lebanese population who are trying to, like, not be involved, right? Even though Hezbollah is obviously in their country and playing a crucial role in the governing of the country, actually. But most Lebanese people, I understand, are wanting to rightfully not be involved in something like this. I don't think they have that opportunity anymore. I think Israel has destroyed that because all of Lebanon is rightfully outraged. What the Israelis have now done is they have activated the large majority of Lebanese people, because this could be anybody. I mean, and it was in some cases in Lebanon. So that's the other thing.
Yeah.
The other point I want to bring up, I don't know if you saw this report. It's related, but so about Ukraine. So I saw on RT, I'll give you the source, they're reporting that Ukrainian military advisors, or, you know, these thugs that they have there, have now been reported to be in Syria, and they are working with the, so there was, al-Nusra broke up into different little terrorist organizations. We know al-Nusra is a Mossad and a U.S. Creation, okay? So Ukrainian military advisors going there to teach the Syrian terrorists how to operate drones and do missile attacks. Now, to me, this is going back to my theory, which I've talked about for many months. We have to start looking at the Jewish war against Russia and the genocide against the Palestinians as one war. These are the same people. We see the connection. Okay. We know if the Ukrainian thugs, terrorists are going to Syria and getting, allegedly giving them advice, it's a two-way street. These are the same people. The Syrian terrorists created by Israel and the Mossad, and now the Ukrainian terrorists. I find it very disturbing, but it's a good link that furthers this idea I've had that basically this is one war by Jews, different faction of Jews, trying to start World War III.
Yes. Joe, I think you've made a very perceptive point here. What in the world are Ukrainians doing down in Syria, for crying out loud? Why aren't they up in Ukraine battling the Russians there? It is because there's a common link. I've said many, many times the whole idea was that the Ashkenazis wanted to return to Ukraine to make it the new Israel. And that is borne out here by Ukrainians coming to Syria. This is very bad. And it means, I think, Russia is going to have to do more to assist Syria, as will Iran. I mean, this is not going to go unnoticed. You and I talking about it. The Russians, the Iranians are well aware of the threat. And I think they're going to start hammering them and taking them out, Joe, which is indispensable. And this action by Israel in detonating all these devices, that is generating absolute hatred. I mean, hatred. Mm. I cannot begin to tell you how intense now is getting the feeling against Israel that they are despicable cads, monsters, evil villains. The whole world can see it, Joe. There is no doubt about it. If anyone had any lingering illusions, they are gone, dissipated forever.
Yeah. The only good thing that I can see coming out of this, look, the world is becoming totally aware of who these people are and what their nature is. They portrayed themselves as victims, when in fact they are the evil perpetrators. I think they are the main force of terrorism in the world.
Yes. And don't
underestimate that anymore.
And don't estimate what else they may have up their sleeve. I predict they're going to try to provoke a war between Russia and America. They're going to do it. And remember the Mossad, make war by deception. That is their motto. So I predict a false flag attack, one or more, that are going to be intended to incite America against Russia. Well, what they hope will be a nuclear exchange. They think they can emerge from all this unscathed and rule the world from Jerusalem, Joe. That is how deluded they have become. They have lost their way.
That's their plan. But I'm praying for peace, for world peace, as unbelievable as it might seem. I think it's possible. And I do believe that what's happening now is the Israelis, the Jews, are bringing about their own destruction. I honestly believe Israel may not exist in a year or two, but that is justified because people that behave this way certainly do not deserve their own nation.
Yeah, this is monstrous. This is absolutely monstrous. I agree with you, Joe, 100%. Give me a final thought, my friend.
Yeah, my final thought is just that we're coming up, again, let's remember, October 7th, International Palestinian Holocaust Remembrance Day. We have to remember that. 1 year that the satanic Jewish terrorists have conducted a genocide in real time. Let's pray for Palestine. Pray for world peace. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Joe. Great call. Great call. Charlie in Florida, join the conversation, Charlie.
Hey, Jim, it's been a little while since I called. I got a couple of things I wanted to talk about. One is these pagers. The company that started these pagers was an Israeli company that was started in Hungary, I think it was. But the point is that they started this company in 2022, which was a year before the October 7th, 2023 fake invasion, you know, the Hamas, supposedly, you know, the supposedly when the Hamas supposedly invaded it, we know it was a fake. We know it was false flag Jews that did it, but Israel that did it. But that means that these pagers were pre-planned because they were year before.
This
company started a year before.
Yes.
The other thing I wanted to mention was
started to design precisely pagers with explosive devices embedded in them. Yes.
Yes. No, they did have explosive devices in them. The lithium ion battery in a pager is way too small to create a large explosion way.
Thank you. I'm glad to know that.
Yeah.
They're just small little.
They're like about the size of a watch battery or something. You know, they're very small.
Tiny. Yeah, good. So I'm mistaken if I thought it was that the batteries could be strong enough to cause it. Very good. I needed that clarification. I'm glad to have it.
Yeah, no, they're too small. Okay. Besides that, they don't usually explode. They burn slowly, and then at the very end, they burn rapidly.
Okay.
That's how they. When they detonate, they usually burn start off with a slow burn, and then at the very end, they rapidly burn.
Okay.
These electric cars and stuff that we see exploding, they usually burn for a while, and then they explode. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, the other thing I wanted to talk about was your call from, I think it's JP yesterday.
Yeah.
He's pretty much, I've been on this story a long time myself, you know, and about the explosion over in the Corvettes,
right? Hitting the ammo depot in Russia. Yeah. Right. At this point, I do not believe it was nuclear, but it was massive because of all the explosives stored there, all the ammo. Go ahead, if that's your point or whatever, go for it, Charlie.
Yes, that's my point. I don't think it was nuclear. At first, when I started on the story looking at it, I knew that I had already done research into this area, and I knew that that base had hardened for a nuclear attack, okay?
Yeah.
But what I'm saying now is I don't believe it that the explosion took out the ammo depot. I have not seen any secondary explosions, okay, that you would expect would still be going on if that ammo depot down in there were hit.
This is fascinating. If they didn't get the ammo depot, that's terrific. I'm glad. Tell me more.
Yeah, I don't see any evidence of it. We don't see any black smoke. We don't see any colored smoke like coming from chemical fires. If they have chemicals down in there, which I'm sure they do.
Yes.
These explosions would be going on for days.
Yeah.
And yet we don't see any of that. All we saw was the initial explosion.
Yeah. There was a powerful initial explosion. I've seen photos of that initial explosion. It was powerful.
It was definitely very powerful. And whatever it was, if it was real, okay, now I'm not going to go too heavily into that. But when I first saw the story on X, there was somebody, you know how the readers post something and they say that, like they, this picture, well, they posted a note saying that this picture wasn't from that area, that it was from an explosion from another area.
Okay,
I saw that, but then I went and looked at more and I couldn't find it anymore after that.
Yeah,
so it might be a real explosion.
Well, they think
it might be in that area, but the only thing we get when we look at Russia and we look at the fires the next day from satellite images, it shows white smoke.
Yeah.
It doesn't show any, and it's very small. All we see are little patches of white smoke. That's just grass and trees and stuff burning in the area, brush fires.
Yeah.
There's no secondary explosions, no black smoke coming from, you know, like gunpowder or anything like that. So I'm not sure what we're looking at here. It might be real, but I don't think it was nuclear. It was a heavy, heavy explosion if it was real, or it's just fake. And that's the other thing I wanted to say. It may possibly be fake because Russia haven't said squat about this yet.
I'm open to that. That's very interesting. But there was a seismic report, like 2.8, something like that. It was associated with it, suggesting it was real.
Yes, I know. I know about that. And that's why I'm tending to believe it was real, that it was hit by a large explosion.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was nuclear. Definitely don't believe they got to the ammo depot down inside
there. That's fascinating, Charlie. I love all that. Give me a final thought, friend.
My final thought is I want to know. Oh, never mind. I don't know. My final thought is that, you know, we've got to get this country back. We got to get it away.
Yeah.
These Jews are destroying this country and they're destroying the world.
Yeah.
My final thought. I can't believe I've been pissed off all day about Trump supporting, going on talking about this anti-Semitism crap.
Yeah.
You know, and how he's going to rout the, you know, all this Palestinian stuff, you know.
Yeah. I don't like that either.
I am totally against that war over there in Gaza. I think that we're totally on the wrong side. They're committing genocide over there. And I'm totally against this anti-Semitism crap.
Yeah.
That Trump is pushing out there on us.
Charlie, how can you make America great again if you don't support the First Amendment, for crying out loud? This is absurd. Just absurd.
No, you're absolutely right.
This is a crucial
have to support them in this anti-Semitism crap.
He's adopting all this nonsense.
Country. If I want to hate a Jew, I should be able to hate a Jew.
Yeah.
I don't hate him. But that's my point.
Yeah, good, Charlie. Good stuff. Good stuff. Thanks, Charlie. Good. Francis.
Yeah, okay. Have a good one.
Thank you, Charlie. Francis, join the conversation, silly girl.
Well, hello there, young man. Yes, the silly Viking gal at your disservice. Go figure. And, by the way, happy fun weekend to all, as well as a happy autumn equinox. Of course, in the old days, that would have been referred to as Mabon. There's a long history behind that, being of a Nordic, Celtic, whatever, Scandinavian background, for that matter. So when people do their research, if at all, you surprise what you can find. Anyway, now for the disturbing parts, darling. Oh, my gosh. I have no favoritism as far as Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever have you, and so forth, and not them, because they all basically eat out the same trough of money as the next one does. So go figure. And quite frankly, I find it absolutely distasteful and crude and everything else, and so I just watch from the sidelines. However, with that being said, focusing my attention here in the States and not abroad, which I find to be a lot of distraction to keep people's attention off the real world as it's going on here in the U.S. I'm finding it interesting that since we're getting closer to the big day in November, the price of gas is going down. In some way, shape, or form, it's going down. And I don't think people even know, as long as they get
are you, surprised? Are you surprised, Francis?
No, because they've been doing it every 4 years. Whenever they have the presidential election, they keep lowering the cost.
And how about the rate cut, 1%? Does that surprise you either? Trump called it out totally political. It's going to increase inflation, but for the short term, people are going to think it's good.
Well, I hear the music coming up.
I'm going to keep you over, but I want you to be concise when we come back. We'll be right back.
Got to be a joker. He just do what he please.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
No one will be surprised at the latest promise from Kamala. If she becomes president, she's going to turn a $5,000 grant for startups to $50,000. She's got to pay people to come to the DNC. She's got to pay people to go to her rallies. She's trying to bribe every special interest group in the country. Unreal. Francis, go right ahead with your critique.
Oh, boy. Of course it's not surprising. But then again, you know, you asked about the Federal Reserve and the interest rate being lowered by a pitiful amount or whatever. if it wasn't for the Federal Reserve, we wouldn't be in a recession, depression, and all that crap that's been going on and propagated since 2020 when we had the Corona fiasco. That was basically a lot of BS. But aside from that situation with the financial aspect, focalizing back to the political scene, especially here in North Carolina, which is absolutely enough to make you toss your cookies, it appears that Robinson, who is running for governor, following in the heels of Cooper, for that matter, I wonder if the Golden Boy actually cares about the aspect that Robinson has apparently been involving himself with illicit pornography, even an adultery on his wife or whatever, which has obviously been displayed online, for that matter. How can someone of a political background back someone of the same ilk, whatever, for their own purposes, or probably don't even know about it? So the question is, as I said before, I sit back and watch to see what hits the fan and where it's going to splatter, because it's really getting redundant. And so people think, Francis, well, you know, this person says, yes.
Give us a final thought, Francis.
Well, my final thought is this, my dear, as usual. My heart goes out to the Palestinians. Please don't subject your children to this garbage of trying to inject and commit genocide on your kids, for that matter, your infants and so forth and so on. And as far as what's going on in the political scene with the wars and all that, that they're trying to get started down the road, people need to pull their attention back. And for one thing, as far as the military goes and the various countries are concerned and the government, knock it off. We don't need any more bloodshed or greed or hate or fear. And with that, have a fun weekend. Later.
Thanks, Francis. Layla, delighted to have you here. Join the conversation.
Yeah, hi, Jim. I'm glad to follow Francis. Lovely lady with a big heart. Anyway, I wanted to comment first on the utter depravity. I can't imagine any group of people cold-bloodedly taking over a year to fabricate the killing devices that they did, that nobody could control, whether it goes outside of Lebanon or outside of Syria or anywhere else. No one will ever be sure that none of those went astray. And as soon as it occurred, I immediately went to a channel where I knew there was someone interviewing a man who was part of a Free Palestine TV. They had already concluded that this was not the lithium batteries that were causing the explosions, that it was simple, four screws on the back, you remove those, and then there's room to place approximately 2 to 5 grams of plastic explosives that would not be detected. But the question is, it could not have been done in transit from the place of manufacture to Hezbollah, who took possession of it. The order would have been placed long before, and the Mossad would have been aware of it. Now, the problem is to do it while it's in transit. You risk somebody discovering what the plan is. The theory is that they were planning, the Israelis had been originally planning to use it as they were initiating an assault, an aerial assault on Lebanon, to ensure that Hezbollah would be so uncoordinated and chaotic they would not be able to respond effectively. However, because of recent circumstances, Hamas showing the strength it has and Hezbollah, they decided they had to do something now. Now, Peter yesterday raised a very good point. The idea, I think he used the word Sayanim, helpers in Europe.
Yes.
Now, if it was indeed Mossad, they certainly can't just have anybody in the factory who just happens to work there doing this thing, because it would leak out. So they had to ensure absolute secrecy. So that means the Sayanim, if it was happening in Hungary, in a factory in Hungary, which has now been abandoned, it is empty. So the job was done over a year or two, as Mossad tends to plan their murderous depravity way in advance. Then it is now just a place where mail is received. Hungary, what is Viktor Orban known for? His utter hatred, utter contempt for Muslims and Arabs, and his love of Netanyahu. And the other thing we should keep in mind is the origins of the Hungarians.
Layla, we're hitting a break, but stand by. We're going to continue right after with you.
Okay.
I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind, I'll open up the door.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Well, hello, folks. This is Mike Gatti, the Rebel Madman at Republic Broadcasting Network. If you are searching for your inner rebel, it can be found at the Dixie Republic. It's the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to thedixierepublic.com to view all of their Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through their extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in their Johnny Reb gun and leather shop. Now remember, DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Hey there, this is Sheila with Hempaste by MyNutra. Why is Hempaste better than other CBD options on the market? It's important to point out that the common CBD oil does not contain CBDA or CBGA, and they're only found in fresh or raw hemp products, like Hempaste. Hempaste contains the entire plant, minus any stems. This means the product retains the complete genetic code of the plant, which also includes those two vital cannabinoids, CBGA and CBDA. Over and over, experts keep saying the more intact or less processed the hemp plant is, the more effective it is. Happy Hemp Paste.
Hempaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org. And visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Call 855-656-8872. Mention RBN.
I gotta say, Layla, what you're telling me about Viktor Orban is very disillusioning. I had thought Orban was a good guy, and you're certainly stripping those scales from my eyes.
Well, I too used to admire Viktor Orban because he stood up and refused to take any migrants. He said, no, they're not coming in. He erected barbed wire fences, and everybody thought he was being cruel. Well, he was cruel because he thought most of those migrants were Muslims or Arabs or Africans. And he's got the same Zionist belief
racist
in their supremacy.
Yeah.
Let's go over the origins of Hungary. We've heard of the Hazaris. Well, the Hungarians came from the same region, the same steppes. Right. They occupied in the same time as the Hazari Jews. They occupied Kazakhstan, which was in the western part of Hazaria, and also the Magyars. So when they migrated from the steppes by horseback and then and went west, they ended up in battle with a bunch of different tribes, and they finally settled in present-day Hungary.
Layla, so I want to get more from you about this current use of these devices, you know, blowing up and then the attack on the apartment building. I mean, this is very nasty stuff. Very nasty.
It's subhuman. It is truly subhuman. I mean, that kind of thinking, I cannot imagine even a sick, mentally ill person conceiving of doing that in cold blood and doing it over a year or 2 years, not caring whose hands this might come into and what crazy copycats might be out there. Now, the pager, by the way, was Motorola, which I knew was connected with Israel. It was one of their brand names, but it was actually manufactured by this factory that had a contract with this Taiwanese company. The Taiwanese were probably unaware of what was going on and probably feel abused and exploited. But in order for this to occur, Orban must have been aware. There had to be people at the top who allowed this, because it takes a long time. You need people to unscrew 4 screws at the back of a small device, implant 2 to 5 grams of some kind of undetectable explosive, then shrink wrap it so it looks untampered with, and then ship it out and make sure that it follows a shipping line or a shipping track that is not going to be monitored or stopped or investigated anywhere, and arrive looking unsuspicious to the Hezbollah. So it is beyond comprehension how any human mind could conceive of anything so sinister.
What do you think about the reaction? I think there's going to be suspicion of any electronics coming from Israel. I think their market is going to drop. I think the contempt for Israel is going to rise dramatically. I just sense hatred against a country that would do this.
Well, let me tell you something a little closer to home. As some of the people that I was listening to were saying, people know that the Pentagon is in control of a lot of the electronics. It's going to impact on the Western market because Israel, the Pentagon, and the U.S. are so closely aligned that people are going to be suspicious of any Western manufactured device. They may start going to Huawei and other Asian manufacturers. So this may damage our economy even more so.
Yes.
But the Zionist scum did not care. Now, I want to mention one other thing. Joe is absolutely right. Your previous callers were all quite right. The only thing I want to stress is remember, these were not just Jews. These were Bolsheviks who destroyed Russia, who butchered the Tsarist family, who lined them up and cold-bloodedly shot them dead and then tried to burn their bodies and bury them. I mean, and it was Bolsheviks that came into Palestine and butchered the helpless pastoral people, Jews and Arabs alike, Jews and Palestinians alike, Christian or Muslim, it didn't matter. They just wanted to terrorize them and drive them out. I mean, when my parents left, their Jewish friends, their religious Jewish friends left with them, Judean friends. And this is the other thing I want to really stress. There's a rabbi, he's been speaking for like 30 years, but obviously he's smothered by the mainstream media. Now he's available. You can find him at Palestine Pod. You can find him on Katie Halper, lovely Jewish woman. And he talks about, he's outraged that all the Orthodox Jews are outraged that these Jews, these Zionists, stole Judaism. They stole, he says that they are not from the Holy Land, and the land is only holy when you live in and fulfill the commandments given to you by God. Then you make the land holy by your behavior. And to kill, he says, Jews were always looked down upon sneeringly and contemptuously by the Ashkenazim and by the Zionists. They considered them, if you read the writings of Netanyahu's buddy or his father's buddy, Jabotinsky, they were contemptuous of these Jews. They used the worst anti-Semitic slogans against them than the average person would, who was a Gentile. So really, he considers them actually non-Jews, but Zionists.
Yes.
It is not wrong to make the differentiation between religious Jews and political anti-religious Zionists.
Yes.
And
what
final thing? The idea of being chosen. Everyone takes it the way the Zionists peddle it. We're chosen. We're superior. No, chosen in this case was a burden, because the covenant meant God said you must fulfill these commandments in order to be a leader unto the other nations. That's where the phrase comes from. Remember,
light. Yes. Layla, I love your calls. I need a final thought. I have four other callers, but I love your calls. Give us a final thought.
Look for Rabbi Yaakov Shapiro.
How's that spelled? J-A-C-O?
Y-A-A. It's Y-A-A-K-O-V as in Victor. Shapiro. S as in Sam. H-A. He isn't Papa I.R.O. Shapiro, Rabbi Yaakov
good.
Shapiro.
Great.
Listen to him, Layla. And he'll explain it all.
Thanks, sir. Thank you. I love hearing from you. Wonderful. Thank you for that call. Miles in Maine. Yes, Miles, join the conversation, Miles.
Yeah, relating back to one of the earlier calls, people nowadays... they have gay sex and affairs and, all kinds of different things. So I don't know if any more that these morality issues, how much they apply anymore to these people as opposed to getting the candidate that's going to be best. Mark Robinson seems to be a good man in terms of being able to function with his responsibilities for that position. I don't think in this day and age that you're going to find any Puritans out here. And that's what I don't understand. Everybody's looking for this Puritan, even if they're only 99.9% Puritan. You're just not going to find it. So you pick the best man. Or do you like what's going on? If you like what's going on, then you're all set. But, this stuff where he had an affair on this one, how long has that been going on, since the founding of the country?
Right.
It's ridiculous commentary, just nonsense. We're not going to find this 100%er. They're not out there. If they are, God bless them. I hope we can find them.
This day and age, you're right. You're absolutely right, Miles.
Yeah, so instead of let's go on with what hasn't worked, let's not, would you rather have Kamala Harris or Elton John?
I think I'd probably have Elton John if it came down. Kamala's such a total waste, absolutely just pitiful.
I'll go for the guy with a couple brain cells ahead of what's going on over there every day of the week.
Yeah.
I think you want to get to the bottom of this. And I don't know the feasibility of it, Jim. Perhaps you do. You've got a little bit of legal expertise under your belt. But I think if you want to get to the bottom of this, you get in that international court and you file a product liability lawsuit on this pager company and whatever's going on.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Yeah, international lawyers like Francis Boyle are going to be all over this. That's a great point, Miles. I love it.
Yeah, I think that's where you find out a whole lot of things. And, you know, Taiwan hinges so much of their economy on anything they can do in terms of U.S. manufacturing. I think that was an awful move on their part because, like I said, one of these product liability lawsuits, they do it with on the gun industry constantly. So
yeah.
If you get one in an international court, you might reveal a lot of things that go on. And with that, James, thanks for taking my call. I know you got many other callers, but thank you for taking mine.
Great call, Miles. Love it, love it, love it. Chris in Alabama. Chris, join the conversation. Chris.
Hi, Jim. I just wanted to add to that explosion of the Russian ammo depot. I've looked at images, not a whole lot, but it didn't take me long to find them with ammo cooking off there. Of secondary explosions going off left and right, and stuff flying
there
up
were.
There.
Yeah, go ahead. There were secondary explosions.
Oh, yeah, several of them. There's one on The Guardian that has video of it. And then you see the ordnance cooking off and arcing up through the air. They look like white phosphorus. Not exactly white phosphorus, but you can see it cooking off. So there were explosions going off. Just like if a 105 shell was on the ground and you use it as a booby trap, it cook off and make a big explosion on the ground. It's not going to fly through the air.
So
you have to add that.
Good. Okay, that's very helpful. Anything else you'd like to add, Chris? Glad you called. Thank you, Chris. Tom in Florida, join the conversation, Tom.
Yeah, good day, everybody. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Another right-on call by Miles there. Right on. I got to say this, Jim. You know, we've been talking about all this insanity that Kamala Harris is pushing on our country. But one thing nobody's actually bringing up on the show is this. Let's talk about the environmental and the ecological disaster these illegal aliens are putting on our country, straining our water supply, our food, our medicine. Can you imagine what's going to happen here, Jim? If we do get attacked, it's going to be a horror show.
Yeah.
I mean, we're letting all these people come in here. Environmentally, our water's being, California, there's no water. They'll shoot you over water in some areas of California, and they're bringing in millions of illegal aliens.
Yeah.
Again, Jim, I called a bunch of Congress people today, Elise Stefanik, and I'm telling you, Donald Trump needs to hold a rally in Madison Square Garden. Let the whole world, let the whole New York press, the press in New York go nuts when they see how many people show up for that rally.
Yeah.
He had 60,000 the other day, Jim.
He had 60,000 who wanted to attend in Long Island.
That's right. Exactly right. It probably would have been more. I got to say, if he does Madison Square Garden, I think Trump will win this in a massive landslide. Sure. That's what he needs to do.
Yeah,
he has to go to Madison Square Garden, and he's got to go maybe out to Los Angeles. Even though he'll probably go to California. But Jim, we got to look at the big picture here. The water, the electric grid. I mean, we're facing utter disaster ecologically. And where's the New Deal? All these creepy Democrats are screaming out, "Bad, you got to have electric cars." They're a bunch of hypocrites, those Democrats. 158 of them, Jim, voted for a legal alien homosexual to have a sex transplant.
Yeah.
A sex operation. And they're all Democrats. They all have to be, Yeah, go ahead.
I think you're on it, Tom. I think you're right.
That's bad, Jerry Nadler. All these Jews want these illegal aliens to come in here and get homosexual operation for transgenderism. It's insanity. And America's paying a dear price for this, Jim. We're paying a dear price. We're not seeing nothing yet.
Tom, you're right. You're right. You've been right from the beginning. You've been on top of this immigration issue from the beginning, Tom. I congratulate you for that. You were farsighted and right.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Like I said, everybody have a great weekend. Everybody play a lottery ticket or something. Maybe we'll get one of the
things.
But hey,
thanks,
Jim.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Final thought?
Final thought. I knew about this 30 years ago when they were bringing these Haitians over here, and people were complaining 30 years ago they couldn't find their cats. All the cats were missing here in South Florida.
Yeah.
And people were going nuts back then.
Yeah.
It's all a big lie by the Democratic Party. They're liars.
Not to dwell on it. I'm even getting some hints of cannibalism, Tom. That'll be a topic for another day, but it's not good. Not good. Thanks for the call.
Oh, Joe Biden.
Yeah?
By a cannibal. Joe Biden's uncle got ate by a cannibal. You remember that one? All right, have a great weekend, Jim.
Thanks, Tom. HB in Tennessee. HB, join the conversation.
Hey, Mr. Spencer.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it quick today. I think everybody needs to keep hammering on getting out of the UN, but
yeah,
I think we need to quit selling weapons around the world.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's one of our biggest exports. You're absolutely right. I don't see it happening anytime soon, but it's a good idea. You're absolutely right, HB. Absolutely right.
All right, take it easy. Thanks.
Thank you for calling. Chance in West Virginia. Chance, to my surprise, you got a few minutes here. Go ahead. Lay it on.
Yeah, Gentleman Jimbo, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I just tuned into your show. I don't know if you've mentioned this, but you know what the Israelis are doing now? They're pushing Palestinians off rooftops.
Oh, God. I'm not surprised.
Yeah,
tell me.
I saw this on Press TV earlier. It doesn't surprise me, Jimbo, because when you let evil flourish, you're only going to get more gross evil.
Yes.
That's human nature.
Yes.
So now they're pushing them off rooftops. God knows what they're going to do next. And I got one comment about these cell phones, right?
Yeah.
Now, we all know that they tracked us everywhere we go, right? They don't listen to your conversation. We know they listen to your conversations on them.
Of course.
And if you got a camera, it could even watch you, right?
Yes.
Now, how comfortable do people feel now with their cell phones, knowing that it could possibly blow up their face? Think about it.
I know.
Now, how comfortable do these people feel? Do they think that it wouldn't surprise me? Because you got to figure, our leaders are just as evil as those Zionists.
Yeah.
And somewhere down the line, you could look forward to something like that happening. Isn't that
fun?
Do you agree?
I think if I had a Motorola device, I'd get rid of it. I got an old flip phone. You know, I got a real primitive phone, but I'm telling you, it may be more secure than what most people are using today. It's a real legitimate
work. People in the future, I wouldn't be surprised if they do it here, too. And here's another thing about these Trump rallies. Voting for Trump is one thing, but I don't think it's such a smart idea to go to rallies, and I'll tell you why. I could smell a possible false flag event going off at one of these rallies. That would be a perfect opportunity for the enemy to do something at these. That's number one. And number two, remember January 6th and how those people are languishing in prison. Still.
Yes.
So I don't think it's such a good idea to attend these rallies. Voting for them is one thing, but putting yourself in the spotlight, I think you're asking for trouble. That's what I think, Jimbo.
Chance, you got a few more minutes here. I don't have a caller behind you, so go ahead and elaborate more.
I'm very uncomfortable. With these things, because I think that's when the enemy is going to pinpoint next is one of these rallies.
One of the rallies, So I had an idea of having a mass rally, a Trump rally in Madison Square Garden. You think maybe not such a smart idea?
I don't think any rally. Voting for him, like I said, is one thing, but attending these rallies, I think, is a perfect recipe for the enemy to pull something, turn the whole story on its head, and it'll be another January 6th, if not worse. That's what I predict, because our enemies know no limits, Jimbo. You got to realize that. That's why I brought up the cell phones, too.
What do you think is going to happen now in Lebanon? I mean, I think this has been a hit to Hezbollah.
I'll tell you what I think. The whole world's going to watch. They're going to watch the Palestinians being blown up with cell phones. They're going to watch them being thrown off rooftops, and they're not going to do a damn thing until it starts happening in this country. So people are going to, they're watching what's happening in the Mideast. They're getting a taste of what might happen here in this country, sad to say. But they'll sit around thinking, it can't happen here. That's the mindset.
Chance, let me ask you. I had a guest on my show on Revolution Radio earlier today who is suggesting they're going to take these illegals, put them underground, transport them from state to state so they can vote again and again and again. Do you think that's possible?
Well, they do it already. They bust them in. They bust them from other states to Kamala Harris rallies. I heard this on Hal Turner's show. They bust thousands of them from other states to a rally in a different state. These are all paid people. Your enemy has no limitations on what he's doing to you. That's why this.
Yeah.
I don't believe in Trump rallies. I don't believe in the cell phones. The cell phones will even be used against people if they're not already.
Everyone's addicted to their cell phone. The kids will never get them off.
They better get over that sexual addiction because it's going to be deadly. I feel it. I got rid of mine a year and a half ago. Never. As a matter of fact, I won't even let people come in my house with them.
Fascinating, Chance. Fascinating.
All right, thank you for taking my call. Have a good weekend.
Yeah. Thank you, Chance. Well, if Layla were here, I'd let her conclude the show. Layla, if you can call back. But look what's going on. I mean, this is just getting so brutal, so nasty, so horrific. If they're now pushing the Palestinians off rooftops, all the worse. I can't believe that the Arab countries have not come to the aid of the Palestinians. It's just tragic. It's just so awful. I hardly know what to say. Hal Turner does seem to have access, good access to information. He had a little more to say about what's going on. JP in Chicago, join the conversation, JP. Go for it.
Yeah, I was about to go out for a bike ride, but I seen you had one little minute left, so I wanted to chime in on the explosions in Ukraine.
Yeah. Yes.
So, you know, the thing with the new nukes today, just like as you described in 9/11, they can dial a nuke down to how many kilotons they want. They could go up and down. So I don't think this is a Hiroshima or Nagasaki.
Sure,
but in order to get through there, there are a couple key facts that's important. First of all, Russia set a red line. They broke the red line, and then they were able to get past the best air defense in the world, deep into the heart near Moscow. So that, whether it was a nuke or tactical nuke, a high-grade weapon, whatever it was, it was definitely NATO-guided, NATO-directed, and it broke all the red lines, which my point was this, it escalates the war.
Of course it does. You're right. You're absolutely right, JP. It does, absolutely. Russia's got to do something. I think, you know, stand by for what the hell's going to happen now. JP?
And then in terms of the spying tech, your phone is a spying listening device. And this is, you know, well documented WikiLeaks.
It is.
Just being in the tech department, I always carry a Faraday cage. If you guys don't have one, buy them. You get one around your neck.
Put it on
airplane mode.
JP, thanks.
Thanks,
JP. Layla actually came back, so Layla, I'd like you to get a last word in. Go ahead, Layla.
Yeah. Hi, Jim. Just a quick word on, you said, why don't the Arabs do something? They have been. They've been cooperating with Israel. Erdogan has been sending them at five ports fuel that they get from Azerbaijan. So Erdogan is helping them with Azerbaijan to deliver. They're also, the Saudi Arabia, Al-Sisi from Egypt, is also helping Israel, sending them food and probably weapons.
Breaks,
to Palestine Pod. That woman
breaks
will
my heart.
Doing.
Breaks my heart to hear that, Layla. Thank you. Everyone, spend as much time with your family, your friends, and people you love and care about. I'm telling you, we are getting there. We do not know how much time we have left, but I'm telling you for sure it's less than you think. And support RBN.
Yes, I get by with a little help from my friend.